Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Bonnie, you and I went to the Libertarian Party convention. Not the national one, but the New Hampshire one, because honestly, I just don't care about the National Libertarian Party.
I focus
my efforts here in New Hampshire, and it was a really good convention. It was your first time ever going to any kind of like political convention, and I told you this is going to be awful. This is going to be the worst, most boring thing you have ever attended. And was it?
No, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, I was surprised, actually. I was pretty shocked at how entertaining the convention was. And not in a dramatic fashion, which is kind of what I expected, because I guess there was some sort of a dramatic fallout between some of the Libertarian Party members. Libertarians are always arguing with each other on the internet, but it actually boiled over into real life, apparently, over the summer of 2021. And so I fully expected there to be like some sort of crazy struggle for power in the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, which is a silly thing, right? Because it's just the third party that don't have any power.
Yeah, I'm happy that it didn't happen because I felt like it might end up really cringe.
Yeah, and it didn't happen at all. I mean, there were maybe a few people there who were particularly against whatever was going on, but they were like no more than three of them. And they had no influence whatsoever on the.
There was no reason for them to even hold up their red voting.
Yeah, they
flags.
Were just getting crushed, and they didn't make a big stink or anything like that.
In Christian like conspiracy circles, which is so random, but like my parents are always listening to like conspiracy theories that are Christian oriented.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like they always have some. I used to be in the CIA, and this is what I heard. I'm blowing the whistle, and I've been talking about it for 20 years, and they haven't come after me, and there's, like, aliens in underground military bases and stuff like that, and I'm always just thinking, whenever they come out and say, like, I used to be in the CIA, it's an automatic red flag to me. Like, I just automatically think whatever they're saying is BS.
Is BS.
Yeah.
Yeah, you certainly cannot trust a CIA agent. The old saying is, once you're in the CIA, you're always in the CIA. Like, you don't get to...
Just get out without dying or something.
Yeah, not be disaffiliated with them. So anyway, apparently Bob Barr was originally in the CIA. It doesn't say he was a director of it or anything like that, but he did work for them. And the Libertarian Party saw fit to nominate this person to their presidential ticket.
That's insane.
And then you've probably heard of Gary Johnson.
Yeah, I've heard of Gary Johnson. That when I became a Libertarian, he was running.
Yeah, he was a little bit better than Bob Barr, but still another former Republican. Bob Barr was also a Republican. Gary Johnson, a former Republican. In his case, he was a governor in the state of New Mexico. There was a huge convoy over the last week. It started early last week on the west coast of Canada. It went from Vancouver, Canada, in British Columbia on the west coast and all the way over to Ottawa.
I mean, I don't think it just started in Vancouver.
That's where reportedly the people from the West Coast started, and then others joined in, right? So they didn't.
Yeah, but the people on like the side of like Montreal came from Montreal, so they didn't really join in. They just all went to Ottawa.
Sure, there's no doubt about that. But the furthest drive was from the West Coast, and there were a large number of trucks that went all the way across the country, basically to not completely all the way, but to the Ontario province, where Ottawa is located, and that is the capital of Canada. And they converged over the last few days. It was the 29th was the official day, but a bunch of the truckers were there on the 28th, and they were already occupying the streets on the 29th. I guess all the rest of them showed up. There appear to be large numbers in the thousands of people. We watched some drone footage of a huge protest out in front of whatever you call their Capitol Cathedral or whatever church it is.
I can't remember right now. I know I saw it recently. Maybe Parliament Hill.
Yeah, Parliament Building. That's probably it. So they had the truckers all throughout the streets, and apparently they're just sitting there. There's apparently, according to Rebel News, they've got a website. They put up convoyreports.com. And I don't know if this is a Canadian news organization.
I think it is, because I think it's... Gavin, the guy that used to be on Vice, he's Canadian, and his name's Gavin something, Mick something.
McInnes.
Yeah.
He's the Proud Boys founder.
Yeah, and I think
it's his website?
He does Rebel News.
Well, they posted this video. It's about 40 seconds long, and it's supposedly a group of truckers in what appears to be some sort of a bar establishment, presumably in Ottawa, having sort of an open discussion about what to do next.
I'm with you. There's no weakening, guys.
They can leave. But the only way I'm leaving is in a cruiser.
Yes.
There you go.
That's pretty hardcore.
Hmm.
All right, so this guy says he's only going to leave if it's in a cruiser. That means he is intending to stay so long that the government will arrest him eventually.
Hmm. I saw a video of a cop freaking out at some truckers. It looked like right in front of the parliament buildings. Because a ambulance was trying to go through and there was like no way for the ambulance to get through. I don't know if it eventually did. I feel like maybe they just said, hey, let's make a fake emergency so that way we can be like, you guys need to move because we can't even get ambulances through because of these truckers.
You just saw a video, Bonnie, of a guy showing major construction equipment that had been placed in strategic locations at intersections in supposedly in Ottawa to block truckers from getting through to those areas.
Yeah, they were empty streets, but you could hear tons of honking just
in the background,
near background, but right. Not in view.
So they're around, they're somewhere, and a bunch of them are still there apparently. Also, allegedly, I'm reading a Reddit thread here, and of course Reddit is populated by mostly leftists and socialists, and so there's a bunch of crying on this thread about what's going on in Ottawa. But they are claiming here that law enforcement hasn't really done anything yet.
Well, and I also just saw a video of an Ottawa police officer, and he was wearing all his uniform and everything. They were walking down the street talking to a guy filming him, and he says, hey, how are you feeling today? He was like, said something that sounded super Canadian. I couldn't mm-hmm. understand him. And then he says, doing great. I love supporting people, exercising their right to protest peacefully.
Interesting.
I mean, it's just one cop, but...
Yeah, and so... If they're not making arrests yet, that's a good thing, although some are saying that the reason why they're not doing that is because they don't want to, quote-unquote, incite people. There have been videos from other places around the world of professional drivers coming together to do something similar. Now, whether they've got the same numbers, I don't know. Again, there's so much to follow, it's actually a little overwhelming, and that's a good thing. So, again, you have to kind of know where to look. And one of the things that you can search for, somebody sent me an email about this. If you are looking for videos and such, Freedom Convoy 2022, all run together as one word, Freedom Convoy 2022. If you search on Twitter, you'll come up with a bunch of posts. Now, let me finish this video of the truckers having their meeting about what's next.
Tactics are we're surrounded. Yes. Yes. It's all morale, Alex. Keep up the morale. You already started.
I guess the ones that want to leave can leave.
If you're worried about funds, a GoFundMe will pay the fine.
We have money.
Alex.
All right. So that's a disappointing thing to hear. But then again, we're not dealing with professional activists here. We're talking about people that have probably never done anything like this before. This is their first time going up against the state.
Actually, I just hatched a theory.
Oh?
Apparently, this is like a record number of money raised on GoFundMe. That's what
I've
heard.
And didn't they freeze the fundraiser?
They freezed it, but they eventually allowed some of it.
One of the critiques, of course, there are a lot of people who are against the truck drivers, right? The people that are on the left, the statists, the arch, the statists that want to control everybody. And there's plenty of people like that on the right, of course. But definitely the people on the left are the loudest in this particular case. And one of the things they've been claiming is that, oh, the truckers, they're all a bunch of racists. It's white supremacists, blah, blah, blah. Well, according to Michelle Shofro-Cook on Twitter, she says she went to Parliament Hill for Freedom Convoy 2022, one of the best experiences of my life. First Nations, black, white, French, English, young, old, truckers, farmers, professionals, we were all there, united for freedom, smiling again, saying hi, cheering, strangers united. I saw a photograph of a black gentleman holding a sign saying, "Trudeau says I'm racist." So he's obviously like a trucker who's a black guy. And then there's this guy who is dressed in a turban.
Hi, my name is Gurtek Singh. I'm from London, Ontario. And I'm here for my freedom and my rights. I love my freedom and my liberty as much as everybody does. And I hate a government telling me what to do with force. That's all I'm here for. It's about choice. It's not about vaccines. And we are all together. We are all Canadians. We are all truckers. Go ahead, truckers. Yeah.
Those who are complaining are saying, oh, well, you guys had plenty of notice. You should have had the military there. You should have been prepared for this. And they were definitely not prepared for this. And that's a good thing. You know, it definitely shows that the government is inefficient and they suck at everything that they do.
And everyone should just stop listening to them. Don't, if you don't want to do something with your restaurant, like force your customers to pay or wear masks, don't do it.
Exactly. Don't do what they tell you to do. And when they finally issue a fine to you, don't pay it. Because if you pay their fines, even if it's being done with donated funds, so it's not like your own money, you're still encouraging them. So it's like with a bully, right? Like the bully comes and tells you to give him your lunch money. Well, if you give him your lunch money, he's going to come back for more. Whereas if you never give him anything, then he's just having to risk a fight every time for no payment. I mean, it's just not as likely that the bully is going to continue in those circumstances. But here's what a person on Reddit has to say in the r/OttawaConvoyMegaThread27. And kudos to one of our chatters over at chat.freetalklive.com. Chantel posted this up there. This is what one of the people who's whining about what happened in Ottawa. Mr. Loloff, he wrote to his city councilor, after this past weekend's event and the continuous actions of this convoy, the lack of law enforcement and bylaw enforcement is unacceptable. What's the other side have to say about this? We know that Trudeau, the prime minister guy from Canada, has been insulting these drivers, acting like they're some sort of a racist group or whatever, a small vocal minority, when in fact there's a ton of people involved, people of all shapes, sizes, and colors. And so what do some of the people who have smaller voices have to say? Well, we turn to a Reddit thread where someone by the name of Canadian Cheese Man is complaining because he says these protesters are vandalizing the downtown core, urinating and defecating in snowbanks, excessively honking their horns throughout the day and night without consequences. He says, but so far it has been without consequences because the city of Ottawa and the Ottawa Police Force are not doing their jobs and enforcing the law. Well, you know what? If you're upset with the police not doing their jobs, you should join the protest and start, you know, stop paying taxes. Stop obeying these people because they clearly will do whatever it is they want to do. You thought they were going to enforce the law on these people. They decided not to. They have the right to use discretion, as it is called. So even if somebody is blatantly violating, in this case, I presume Canada has disorderly conduct statutes. They're blatantly violating the disorderly conduct statutes.
There has to be some kind of noise complaint.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
Back to the critic here. So this is the guy who's upset. He's mad because the police aren't enforcing laws that he wants them to enforce. He says, I understand there may be some hesitancy to enforce due to possibly inciting violence. But how long has the city of Ottawa known about this convoy coming to Ottawa? We had weeks to prepare for a response, and we chose to do nothing to prepare for them. And now look at the current situation. Now Mr. Watson, I don't know who that is, doesn't want enforcement because it may cause incitement? This is the consequence of not preparing for this convoy. How can the citizens of Ottawa call the bylaw when their neighbors aren't cutting their grass and get a response with a possible fine? but not when a convoy of trucks are parking on sidewalks, blocking roads, running red lights, and honking their horns excessively.
Wow, he just figured it out. The cops are there to generate revenue for the city, not to do whatever he thinks they should do for him.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody who's getting a fine for cutting their grass is all alone. They don't have a movement on their side, and they're just going to bend over, and they're going to pay the fine. And these guys, and again, I don't think they should, the truckers, if they get fined, they shouldn't pay it, because again, it just encourages them. But he goes on, he says, how can the city of Ottawa justify bylaws being applied to a group that lives here, and not the racist, anti-Semitic white nationalists that are terrorizing the downtown core?
Is Whoopi Goldberg anti-Semitic now because she said that the Holocaust wasn't about race?
Obviously, when you have thousands of people in the streets, some businesses are not going to open to those people. Although I would think that they would want to, right? Like if all of a sudden, if you're running a coffee shop and all of a sudden there's thousands of people outside and they're thirsty, you want to sell them stuff. And usually you can tell people, hey, you know, I need a bathroom. Well, only for customers.
Hmm.
And I think most people are aware that you generally should buy something from the business if you're intending to use their restroom, just sort of as a general courtesy. I don't think it matters if it's like some corporate McDonald's or whatever, but if it's like a mom and pop business, then yeah, it makes sense to pick up something. So, you know, it does make me wonder how many of the business owners out there are catering to these drivers versus those that are refusing to allow them entrance to their business. But back to the critic here on the convoy mega thread number 27, talking about how he's upset because the city of Ottawa is not enforcing the law. They're not enforcing the traffic ordinances. They're not enforcing disorderly conduct or whatever else they could possibly charge these people with.
How does he not realize that it would be impossible for them to do it all?
What do you mean impossible?
If there really is as many people as some sources are claiming, like 50,000 people, then don't you think it's impossible for the police to go and stop every single one of them and send them all back home with a spanking and a fine?
It says, these people deface the tomb of the unknown soldier, disgrace the statue of Terry Fox, and rush the Shepherd of Good Hope soup kitchen who helped the most vulnerable. Why are we still catering to them and not protecting the city's citizens? It has been well made aware to everyone in the convoy in Ottawa that the convoy is allowed to stay at 302 Coventry Road in Vanier. 302 Coventry is the RCGT park, which is owned by the City of Ottawa. Why are these people allowed to stay on City of Ottawa property that taxpayers pay for and will be responsible for the cleanup once they decide to leave? No wonder they're staying so long with the City of Ottawa providing them a place to stay close to the downtown core. Now, that's interesting. I don't know anything about those claims, but clearly some of them are just staying in the streets.
He obviously thinks that a whole group of people act with one hive mind, as if one of them defaced the tomb of the unknown soldier.
Therefore, all of them are guilty.
Did, yeah.
Well, that is an excellent point, Bonnie, and it really kind of focuses on the mindset of the leftist statist, because they do follow orders. They do always have a central bureaucracy. If you ever go out to some protest and you ask for somebody to comment, there's usually going to be people who say, oh, you have to talk to so-and-so. I can't comment. You have to talk to the central committee. I did come across a gentleman, Viva Frey, who is apparently a Canadian that wanted to go and check out the convoy for himself there in Ottawa, out in front of the Parliament building. Trucks parked all over the place, a bunch of protesters. And we're talking about 2 days later. This thing started officially, if you can call anything official, in this what is apparently very decentralized protest movement. But the truckers were intending to gather there on Saturday, and that was the 29th. It is now the 31st. It's Monday. And trucks are still parked. They're still honking their horns. And how they're going to deal with the gas situation, I don't know. That I'd be interested to hear somebody ask those drivers what to do, what they're going to do in that circumstance. Although, when I was watching the video, and this guy streamed for a couple of hours in a row, and he actually did two parts, so he did like a 4 or 5 hour long stream out there just interviewing people. There does appear to be at least one lane that's open, or at least there's no trucks parked in it. So I don't know if that means that that's a lane where an ambulance could, in theory, drive through, because that's one of the big complaints, is that, oh, well, what if somebody needs an ambulance? What happens then?
It doesn't seem like a big issue for the gas to me, because if somebody had a container, they could, and I'm sure most truckers have containers, they could just go walk and get it. But then again, maybe trucks take too much gas.
This is a targeted protest in a very high governmental area, so it is affecting mostly the politicians, but obviously there are people around that are unfortunately having to be subjected to this. So I feel for those people. Like, I can understand not wanting to hear honking horns all night long. I get that. But as you said, they did choose to move near a government building. Mm-hmm. And if you live in a city, you know you're dealing with, you're going to be dealing with some loud noises. And then from another side of it, Bonnie, these guys aren't trying to appeal to everyone. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to grow their movement. So like a lot of protests that I've been to, at least as a libertarian, we're doing outreach. We're not trying to change the mind of the state. We know that's not going to happen. We want to bring awareness to an issue. We want to bring, like, you know, jury nullification or, you know, whatever other thing is, whatever we happen to be protesting in that moment, is usually some issue that's fairly obscure and the average person doesn't know about it. And so we want them to know about it. And so that's why we're out there doing the thing we're doing. That's why it's a bad idea to stand in the way of their cars, because then they will hate you. They'll hate you before they even read the signs, and then they won't read the signs. Or if they do read the signs, they'll make a note and say, those people suck. Whereas with the truckers here, I don't think that they're worried about there being many people on the fence. I mean, how can there really be fence sitters this far into this?
Yeah, 2 years later when the government is really ramping up, you know, the restrictions they want to put on Canada.
Sarah, have you been following the Canadian convoy, the Freedom Convoy situation at all?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. Is this something that you do that you get yourself into jail? Is that what you do, Freedom Convoy?
Yeah, you clearly aren't listening to the show, right? Like, how often do you actually listen to Free Talk Live?
No, I do listen, but it just kind of goes over my head because I'm not... I just kind of think that you're kind of ridiculous, so I don't really pay attention to all much about all that, you know.
Yeah, so you think we're ridiculous?
Well, I mean, you are.
Why?
I don't know about the other people. They don't go get have all these records against them like you do, and all these people that have all these charges and so forth. So.
Oh, you've never been charged with a criminal act?
I think I was like an accomplice to some kind of theft one time.
You think you were?
I've never been charged, though.
Whoa, hold on. So you think you were an accomplice to theft, but you weren't charged for it?
No, I think I did 3 days in jail, and that was it.
My name's Neil Sheard.
Where are you from?
Peterborough, Ontario.
All right. Are you part of the convoy or just
no, no. I drove up here in my car. I'm sleeping in the car. It got kind of chilly on Saturday night.
Sleeping in the car with no heat. I mean, you don't...
No. I got a nice car.
All right.
Seat flattens out. I lay down, turn the heat on, turn the heat off. It's all good.
Is it it's an electric car, I presume?
my Hemi is... Yeah, my Hemi's electric.
Because I don't know of any electric car that has seats that fold down, but that's... So you spent the night in your car?
I've been here since Thursday.
And how long are you staying?
Until I run out of smokes. So I got two cartons of smoke, so I'll probably be here till Thursday.
And how has it been? Overall sentiment? What have you seen?
There's
what have you not
so
seen?
So much peace and love here, man. It's absolutely amazing. Look, you look around, everybody's got smiley faces. Everybody's hugging each other. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yet the haters on the internet are saying that they're a bunch of racists, white
pooping
supremacists.
On the
they're defecating. They're vandalizing. This guy, this Viva Frey, he went up and he talked to a police officer off camera at one point. And he asked him, "Has he seen anything happen?
Anything bad?"
Yeah, anything bad. And the officer said no. So, and I haven't heard anything about arrests. Have you? I've not seen anything about like even a dozen people being arrested in this group. I do think that there are reasons for optimism. And as I said at the beginning of the show, one of those reasons for optimism is the Free State Project and the migration of freedom lovers to New Hampshire. Because as supportive as I am of these truckers, and I hope to see something like this happen in the United States, as supportive as I am of them, I don't know if it's going to result in what they want it to result in.
Yeah, because for one thing... Canada is too large for anything to be, the whole of Canada to be affected by just what goes on in even the capital city.
Correct. And of course, Canada, there's a lot of, I guess, leeway by province as far as what one province does, the others don't necessarily do. And so targeting just Ottawa, you know, maybe we'll see them target all of the provincial capitals next. You know, maybe they'll go from Quebec to Alberta, Saskatchewan, British Columbia, and hit up all the capital cities in each of the provinces. That might be a potential next step if what they want doesn't actually come to fruition. But ultimately, and it comes back to a conversation we were having earlier about numbers. Numbers are what matter. And that's why they're gathering their numbers together in this one place. That's why the police can't touch them, because they have such a large number of protesters. I can tell you one thing, looking at the video that I've been watching tonight, I haven't seen a particular mess. Because in a lot of cases, like with leftists, when they show up to a protest, a lot of times they'll leave the place in worse condition.
Cluttered with Occupy Wall Street signs.
And I'll be fair, that's not always true. Sometimes they do make a point of picking up. So it just depends on the crowd that you're dealing with. It depends on who happens to be there. And sometimes there's agents provocateur that make a point of trashing a place. So it really just depends. Like, for instance, the people that are more like the rainbow community, they're more likely to pick up when they leave a place. So it just does depend. But in this case, it looks like it's fairly well taken care of. Looks like people are picking up after themselves.
I would assume that if somebody was a trucker and they were planning on going and parking somewhere for days on end, they would already have a toilet situation figured out. Yeah. There are camping bag things.
Yeah, there are little miniature portalettes or whatever you want to call them. Not the actual porta potties, but like you're saying, something that you can bring with you camping. So I suspect some of them did plan in that way, and I bet you that most truckers already have something like that.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.